I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 20th. Well, the driver of a pickup truck was injured after crashing into a house in Quincy yesterday. Police say it happened on C Street near the intersection with Quincy Shore Drive at about 11:30 yesterday morning. The truck struck the brick house on the corner, causing some foundation damage. Firefighters had to cut the vehicle's roof to free the male driver, who was taken by ambulance to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. At least two other vehicles were involved in the crash. However, there were no other injuries. No one was in the house at the time of the crash, and the building inspector was assessing the damage to the home. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. A crash last night in Brockton left a motorcyclist with life-threatening injuries. Police say the crash, which involved a motorcycle and another vehicle, happened shortly before 8 o'clock last night on Belmont Street. The operator of the motorcycle was airlifted to a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries. Three people in the other vehicle were also hospitalized. The cause of that crash is under investigation. A Massachusetts state trooper is now facing an assault charge for allegedly pummeling one of his colleagues at a Quincy bar in June. And a police report offers some new insight on what happened in that incident seen in a viral video. The trooper, who was punched several times, declined to press charges when officers arrived at the Real House at Marina Bay on June 26th. Neither trooper responded to a Quincy police lieutenant's request to speak about the incident, nor did a woman who was with them. Accused trooper Christopher Regan declined a court hearing and instead will be arraigned on a charge of assault and battery in Quincy District Court next month. Regan was suspended with pay after the incident, and state police have said the agency's Office of Professional Integrity and Accountability is investigating the incident involving the two off-duty troopers, which it described as serious and inconsistent with the standards required of every member of the department. Regan and the other trooper were also reassigned from their detective posts in the Suffolk County DA's office to the Division of Field Services. More fireworks are coming to Quincy this year. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced that there will be a fireworks display over Quincy Bay on the Sunday night of Labor Day weekend in honor of America's 250th anniversary and the men and women who built the country over that time. The fireworks barge will be located in the middle of Quincy Bay with the best viewing points from Wollaston Beach and all of the eastern neighborhoods that face the bay. The fireworks show will begin shortly after 8 p.m. on September 6th. The event is being co-sponsored by the Quincy Foundation, Lee Kennedy of the Lee Kennedy Company, and John Fish of Suffolk Construction. Quincy College is seeking a candidate to fill an upcoming vacancy on its 13-member volunteer Board of Governors. The position must be filled by a resident from Plymouth County. Governors each serve six-year terms, act as advocates for the college, and have certain statutory governance and oversight responsibilities. They're expected to attend and participate in regular monthly board and committee meetings that are typically held in the evening, participate in various college ceremonial events, including commencement, and demonstrate an overall commitment to the mission and purpose of Quincy College. Members of the Board of Governors must submit an annual financial disclosure form, complete ethics training, and adhere to the state's open meeting law. The board's appointing council seeks diversity in candidates and encourages applications from those whose personal experiences and professional expertise will contribute positively to the college's continued growth and success. State Department of Public Health announcing yesterday that Eastern equine encephalitis has been detected in mosquitoes in Massachusetts for the first time this year. The presence of Triple E was confirmed in mosquito samples collected on August 17th in Kingston. No human or animal cases of Triple E have been detected so far this year. The finding increases the risk level of Triple E to moderate in Carver, Halifax, Kingston, and Plimpton. Triple E is a rare but serious and potentially fatal disease that can affect people of all ages. Triple E is generally spread to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. There were no human cases of Triple E in Massachusetts in the past 4 years. The FBI is warning residents across New England about a sophisticated new scam in which criminals impersonate FBI agents and spoof the FBI Boston Division's main phone number to trick victims into sharing personal information. According to the FBI, the scam typically begins with a call from someone claiming to represent a financial institution. The caller tells victims that their identity was used to open an account and purchase illegal firearms. Victims are then transferred to someone posing as an FBI special agent who claims to be investigating the alleged fraud. The scammer often encourages the victim to verify the phone number before the call suddenly disconnects. Shortly afterward, victims receive another call that appears to come from the FBI Boston Division's main line. The caller provides a fake name and badge number and may direct victims to continue communicating through an encrypted messaging application. Scammers also instruct victims not to discuss the investigation with anyone, claiming it's confidential. Federal officials stress the FBI will never call or email private citizens to demand money, threaten arrest, request sensitive personal information, or ask people to communicate through encrypted apps. The FBI classifies these crimes as government impersonation scams, in which criminals pose as government officials to steal money or personal information. According to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, over 32,000 victims nationwide reported government impersonation scams last year, losing over $797 million. Lindsey Clancy's trial continued yesterday, although testimony for the day ended earlier than expected. The defense is now expected to call one more witness today before potentially resting its case and giving the prosecution time to recall rebuttal witnesses. A forensic psychologist who testified that Clancy said she heard a voice ordering her to kill her children completed his cross-examination to start the day. Then the judge later ruled that a TikTok user who previously worked at McLean Hospital will not be allowed to testify in front of the jury. Another full day of testimony was expected in Plymouth Superior Court, but after the lunch break, Judge William Sullivan told jurors that they were dismissed for the day due to an unforeseen circumstance. Dr. Paul Zeisel finished his testimony earlier in the day. And then before lunch, Emily Thorndike, a former McLean Hospital employee, was questioned without the jury present. Court was expected to resume around 2:15, but Judge Sullivan went to sidebar, then told jurors they'd be going home, and court would resume at 9 o'clock this morning. The Museum of Science announcing yesterday it would open a newly renovated wing in October. The William and Charlotte Bloomberg Public Science Common will officially open on October 10th and will explore innovation and foster dialogue around urgent topics in science through an expansive range of events and programming. Additional programming details will be announced in the coming weeks, according to Museum President Tim Ritchie. The 10,000-square-foot renovation will be celebrated in an event on October 28th. The Cape Cod Bay Challenge, the oldest stand-up paddleboard event in the Northeast, raised $80,000 this year. 46 paddlers took to the water for either a 17-mile or 5-mile course this past Saturday. Organizers said the event is not a race, but instead it's about creating community while on the water. The event benefits Christopher's Haven, a nonprofit that provides furnished apartments for the families of children being treated for cancer in Boston. Over the past 19 years, the organization has raised more than $1.3 million. The Dana-Farber mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today. Free mammograms are being offered from 7 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. A pre-registration is required. You can call 617-632-1974 or email mammo_van@dfci.harvard.edu. The van is hosted in conjunction with the Quincy Health Department. A check of business news. This morning, stocks rebounded. The Dow was up 119 points. The NASDAQ rose 41. The S&P added 16. Asian shares advanced. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil is at $92 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox lost to Arizona 7-6 in 10 innings at Fenway yesterday. San Francisco Giants come to Boston tomorrow night at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: hazy, warm and humid, maybe a pop-up shower, and a high of 87. Better chance for showers this evening, and lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, some scattered showers, high of 81. Unsettled Saturday with off and on rain and showers, high of 75. And more rain possible Sunday at a high of 83. For the boater, waves about a foot, winds west at 5 knots, become east later today. Next high tide, 5:59 p.m. Sunrise, 5:56, sets at 7:37. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today and tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, August 20th.